Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. And so excited to be joined by a guy that is no stranger to this radio station, Coach Derek Mason, the new head coach of the Blue Raiders. Derek, it's so good to see you. Congratulations.
Chase, Big Joe, man. I tell you what, it's like being back at a family reunion. You know, it happens like every 4 to 5 years. In this case, it's been 2 years, man. So it's good to see you guys. It really is. It's good to be home.
We were just talking to you off the air that you took the year off. You know, when you left Vanderbilt, your coordinator at Auburn, coordinator at Oklahoma State, you right. take the year off.
Correct.
How important was that year off to just reset and figure out what's next?
And that's what it was. It was a reset. You know, truthfully, I think for me, coaching the ball in those 2 years, the ball was good. The mind wasn't clouded. It was just, you know, the lingering effect. I probably should have took some time off, you know, I mean, after Vandy. But, you know, like for me, coaches do what coaches do, right?
Sure.
You're a coach, you coach. But, I mean, like there came a time where, I mean, I sat down with my family, and they were honest with me. So, I mean, it was just time. And the reset was good. I took my wife to Paris. We never had a honeymoon, so that was our honeymoon. You know, been married 30 years. So, to be able to get that time, to create some memories,
yeah.
right? Most of the memories that I have with my children are around bowl games. to be honest. And to create some new memories, to be away from the game, to fall in love with the game again. I saw as much on Thursday night and Friday night high school games as I saw in college football on Saturday. And so, like, to me, it gave me a new appreciation and a true reset for why I missed the game. I missed the whistle. I missed the grass.
Yeah.
I missed the schematics. I missed the camaraderie. I missed the ability to smell that locker room. And have guys, you know, understand that you're in it with them. So all those things were, they came up. Those emotions came up and came back, and they were stronger, much stronger than when I left.
Do you call that being grateful?
Yes, 100%. And I think that's a great way to put it. I'm grateful. I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to really step back, reset, refocus, refresh. And now, man, it feels good. I think that showed in the interview process,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you have to have energy, you have to have passion, but you also have to have a clear head and direction as to where you want to go.
What about this job stood out to you? Why did you want this job, I should say?
The bones of MTSU, or Middle Tennessee, is really good. It's been good. Coach Stock built something that was special here. And you know what? This place has history. Okay, and I think with, you know, President McPhee and Chris, what we see is alignment. I love the alignment piece.
Right.
Right, because they talk to me specifically about the plan. Okay, buildings don't win games. Okay, players do, right?
Right? Yeah.
But buildings give you an opportunity, okay, to talk about recovery and resourcing and all those things that matter, okay, to our student-athletes. And so they've moved in that direction to where, you know, we understand what's happening in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
But the short-term commitment, you know, staff, okay, you've got to be able to put the right staff together. And that's including guys that are already here, but just going through the evaluation process and or going out to get the best available coach, okay, that's out there that fits what we do. Doing that early in the cycle, right? I'm early in the cycle. So – like getting a coaching job early in the cycle means that you get a chance to plan. You get a chance to
yeah.
be specific about, you know, who you want, what you want your program to look like, from strength and conditioning to recovery to our full calendar year and travel. So to make sure that we get the right recruiting staff, like, put together. So I think all these things were appealing because I know this. People were like, hey, well, why wouldn't you wait? You know what? It's not a bird in the hand. It's better than two in the bush. This is a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I feel like Middle Tennessee, you know, is a lottery ticket. And you know what? I mean, I scratched and won. So now, man, it's about getting to work and doing the things that coaches, staffs, and players need to do in order to find ourselves being competitive in 2024.
MTSU head football coach Derek Mason is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. A lot has changed in college sports from your first day at Vanderbilt to now your first day at MTSU. There's right. NIL. There's the transfer portal is the wild, wild west.
Right.
So how do you go about that and navigate those waters now that you're here at MTSU?
Well, I think we have to know who we are. Let's be realistic about like who we are. Middle Tennessee is a really good, I mean, I'd say outstanding Group of Five program.
Yep.
So, like, with that, okay, I believe in NIL. We're going to work to resource, you know, I mean, our players in the program. But I want young men to come here, man, because this is a school they want to come to. This is a place where they feel like they're going to be developed. They're going to get a degree. They're going to have an opportunity, if they do it right, okay, with the resources, with the coaching, and with the opportunity to hopefully play in the NFL. You know, I mean, if you can do it at Vandy, if you can do it at Stanford, you can do it at MTSU. It's been done. So, like, to me, I think my focus has to be on recruiting high school talent, developing high school talent, getting into the junior college ranks, okay, yep. men for players, and looking at what's in the portal to supplement and or paying, okay, our older players, you know, like to stay because they've done the hard work.
Yeah, sure.
So that's the way I see it. I don't think there's any in between. I'm not going to be one to look at paying young players, right? You know, I think you keep what you earn. So let's earn it. Let's get it. We'll raise it, and we'll give it to you, okay, when you show that you're capable of getting it done. But make no mistake, okay, we will work for NIL. We're going to get that done. Me, football alumni, we're going to work hard, a collective, whatever it takes, we're going to get that done.
A lot of times, a lot of Middle Tennessee football fans were kind of not upset, but the lack of recruiting inside Middle Tennessee about yeah. players. What's your plan to go after guys in Nashville and Rutherford County, Williamson County? Because you well know there's a lot of great high school football players that are here that are leaving Middle Tennessee area and going out of state. Is your plan to go in and talk to these guys?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll probably be trying to do that as soon as I get off this radio interview. I think this much. I mean, you know, why does a young man have to leave Rutherford County to go to Liberty and play football?
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm just being completely honest.
Right.
So like to me, you know, that has to change. That I mean, we have to make sure that our guys know, okay, that playing in front of their community, that being a part of this, leaving their legacy here, winning championships, it's all part of what we want to get done, you know, here. Okay,
right.
We want you. So anybody listening out there, hey, parents of Middle Tennessee, you know, student athletes, you want to come see us. You want to sit down and have a conversation and let's talk about, okay, development, degrees, and being able to play, like, in championships. And like, I'm not promising you the world. I'm just promising you that the journey will be exactly what you want it to be.
Nice.
Coach Derek Mason is with us, and there's somebody back at our studio that wants to say hi to you and congratulations. That is wide receiver Derek Mason, who's standing by. D. Mace, what's up?
What's going on, Chase? Coach Mason, what's happening?
My dude. I should say, hey man. You know, I mean, that. You know what? I'm named after him. my guy.
Oh, man. No, I wanted to get on. I tried to send you a message through social media yesterday, but I know you were busy. But I just wanted to get on and say congratulations, man. I know this is a great opportunity for you. You wouldn't
yes.
have taken a job if you didn't think so.
That's right.
You're following up a legendary coach in Coach Stockstill.
That's right.
And you're going to get this program back to where it needs to be. So congratulations to you. Oh, and by the way, Pearl Cone got a few good players down here. I just want to throw that out there. Okay?
You tell Coach Brunetti. Hey, man, you tell Coach Brunetti. Hey, Thursday morning, 7:30, rolling down I-65, coming to get him.
Oh, man. But, yep, I'm sure you're going to win a lot of games there, Coach.
Thank you.
You know, and it was an enjoyment seeing you, you know, on the other side, the media
yes.
side, calling games. But the voice didn't sound right calling games. You needed to be back on the sideline. So
congrats. I appreciate that.
Congrats. I mean, you did a great job, but I'm used to you being on the sideline. So congratulations, Coach, man. I know you're going to do a great job down there. Well, over there, up there, down there, MTSU. So
I need you, though. Hey, look, I'm going to have you. I need you to come in here a minute and spend a little bit of time.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, like really, really talking to, like, our young men about the work needed and necessary, man, but to be successful. Mm-hmm. Because what you've been able to do both on and off the field, you know, like how you've carried yourself, the things that you embody, man, it's a body of work. And a lot of times guys just don't get a chance to see the body of work. Mm-hmm. They just see the end product.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So I need you.
Oh, I will be there. Believe
Come on.
Me. Believe me.
Thank
I'll be there and to support the university, but more importantly, to support you, Coach Mason. But congratulations again. And
Thank
I'm sure
you,
we'll
man.
Be talking a lot after a bunch of victories there in MTSU.
I love it. Thank you so much,
no problem,
That's
Coach.
True.
Yep.
Coach, we're getting the helicopter, which means we gotta wrap up.
Now,
it's not the Larry Leathers helicopter.
Okay.
But it's a pretty good one. Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
So good to see you, and we're
Hold
definitely going to be doing this a lot.
Look, hey, fellas, you guys are the best. Like I said, family reunion.
Yeah.
It's good to
And Jared
good to see
says
you.
Congratulations as well.
Oh, man, let him know I said hello.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach
Derek Mason.
Appreciate you.
MTSU head football coach joining us here on the program. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Yeah,